It is Wednesday, the 10th of July, and this is episode 173 of Digital Outbox. Welcome along to another episode. I'm Chris, and as ever, Ian's here as well. Hello, Ian.
Good evening, Chris. I don't know why, it's just dawned on me. 173 is a fair old damn big number.
It's a big number, and getting bigger every week.
Well, hey.
Sometimes jumps in twos because we don't put podcasts out.
I think we should do that every so often just to mess with people.
Just jump a number. They won't notice.
And break Apple's podcast app.
Yes. What? You can't have a number that's missing? Let's get on with the news because we've got Apprentice to get to. Apple, they've been found guilty of ebook price fixing. We covered this story. This must have been ages ago. What, 12 months, something like that? When Apple would basically worked along with the publishers to put in an agency model, which meant the publishers were going to set the prices. This was to try and get rid of Amazon's dominance of setting the $9.99 price for their Kindle books. Pretty much all the publishers eventually fessed up and sort of settled out of court. Apple hung on, got taken to court, and now the judge has said, you did conspire.
And the judge was fairly scathing. So the judge, I'm trying to find her name because I can see the judge
Coate.
Yes, Denise Coate. And I think they'd been... I mean, all the publishers have settled already, so they've basically kind of fessed up. They didn't even, all that's left was Apple, you know, so all the publishers have settled out of court and says, yep. So it was a kind of bit of a no-brainer. There's still this argument that it's nothing really to do with Apple. They just provided a vehicle for the publishers to actually do this with, with iBooks and, iPad and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, so when they fixing and saying things like you can't have a book on our platform if it's cheaper elsewhere or something along those lines.
Yes.
It was almost publishers, Apple letting themselves be an excuse for publishers to set these prices. It was all a bit along those lines.
And I think basically the judge basically said, this, it wasn't even just at junior levels. This was at the top of the tree. Comments were made and you can't, you've had ample opportunity to disprove them and you've not been able to. So there was the emails that, Jobs was emailing James Murdoch and talking about, let's set the price at this price, $9.99's eroding the value perception of its products. And then there was a video where it was with Walt Mossberg. And it was an off the cuff video. It wasn't like an official Apple broadcast. It was somebody had filmed on a kind of smartphone. And again, just the way Jobs had spoken at that time, it was basically like, ouch. You can't.
Jobs pretty much said, why are you spending $4.99 on a book? And he said, well, soon everyone's going to have to spend $49.99 on a book.
Yep.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with the agency model per se. Publishers setting prices, people do it. It was just the way that it was all of, it was everyone conspiring together. So, individually they could have done this each, they're on by their own thing, but they kind of had meetings and it became clear, and according to the judge, very, like you say, very scathingly clear that this has happened and it is illegal.
And it kind of reminded me of things like supermarkets wanting to set the price for medicines rather than all of the kind of, chemist shops and all that kind of conspiring to say, yeah, let's set this at $9.99. And Morrison's come along saying, actually, we're going to sell it for £3.
I mean, the thing is, you see it everywhere. I'm just thinking of events like the Grand Prix. You always go and cups of tea are exactly the same price across every single stall. And it's because they've been told what their minimum price for a cup of tea has to be. And, it must be illegal. I don't know how it works. But
I think you're absolutely right. Apple, unsurprisingly, are saying they're going to appeal.
But what does it mean for them? I don't know what the, does it, are they slap on the wrist? Are they getting fined?
Oh, no. The judge has basically said there's going to be now a trial to set costs because they believe that
where does people, the money go?
I'm not quite sure.
To the state,
I think so, because it was 33 states and also the overall government in America that brought this trial,
right? Okay,
because they believed
state it was versus Apple. Okay,
yep, and they believed it was consumers that were being hurt.
Yeah,
so
some government coffers gonna probably get a nice big boost.
Yep. And as I said, Apple's appealing. So I guess in 3 years' time, when we're
we might be reporting again.
314. we might get somewhere.
Yeah, I mean they're big figures. The out of court settles have been big figures. I can't see them off the top of my head here, but they're, you know, we're talking multi-million dollars.
Absolutely.
So, you know, big bucks. Google have basically they've patched Android to try and cover up or to try and fix an issue with their digital signing of all their apps. So the idea was that any official app gets digitally signed and then it's impossible for someone to tamper with that app before distributing it out to someone's iPhone. Now, it became apparent to clever people that you could adjust the code without upsetting the digital signature that went along with it. So malicious code could be injected into a legitimate app and distributed through third-party place. So not through the actual Play Store, but through a third party. And basically it ended up not being too complicated a thing. People worked it out and so there is a patch, but you basically have to make sure your Android phone is now updated. And generally speaking, it's go to the Play Store.
Yes. I actually left this out last week because, it was a company called Blue Box that had done this research and said, you know, it's almost like a backdoor key for every Android device. You know, it's not something that just affects, you know, Google phones or Samsung phones. It's like,
no, it's actually at the core of Android and how Android works. Yeah.
But see, because it was like, it sounds a big deal, but lots of times these things do sound a big deal and then nothing happens.
Yeah, you sure. Know, and most people, I would imagine, do get stuff from the Play Store anyway. I think that's where most people go.
I think the reason why I threw it in today was that you know, so people have figured it out. Google have also put this patch out. So it's obviously serious enough, but they've said the patch is now with obviously the phone suppliers.
Sure.
And folks like Samsung have already got fixes out there, but there was a really bad start through the week of just how far people are behind with their updates on Android. You know, just the way it's so fragmented. And I think that's the danger with this one.
You know, there's been official statements saying, you know, be careful of this. This is a serious issue. You know, they are saying that sort of antivirus software for your Android should eventually pick this up. But it obviously takes a little while for them to release that through and get the checks done properly.
But it's just something to bear in mind. An Android user, just take care, especially if you're starting to pick up, you know, cracked apps from elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you should always be careful of that anyway. And if you're walking those lines, you're taking those risks anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
Vodafone, they are changing their pricing policy. So instead of the horrendously complex process of charging you by the second, they're decided that we can't cope with that and they will now charge us by the minute. However, it does mean that a call that lasts 1 minute, 1 second now costs you considerably more, 50% more.
Double. 100%
more. Yeah, so from 25p to 50p.
Yeah. And also just when you consider that we did that article last week about Three and how they were doing their 3-2-1 pricing. You know,
yeah, how cheap it all was, yeah.
You know, 3p a minute for a call. And, and there's Vodafone saying, well, it's actually 25p and we'll charge you 50p for something that's like 1 minute and 1 second.
Yeah. So
wow.
Obviously everyone's up in arms to go, what the hell are you doing? But the thing is, it does only bring them in line with other people like T-Mobile and Orange. This is for their pay and go customers. I think we should make that clear. Pay and go, pay as you go. So yeah, I mean, it's within their rights to do it. Yet, I mean, their explanation of how incredibly complicated this call per second it makes you giggle.
I think it was the way they did it. Also, the fact that they sent a text message to everybody. It's just, by the way, we're going to screw you over. You know, and did it via text. And also, but it is ludicrous to say, oh, it's far too complex for us to do this. So we'll charge you more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, but they're saying it's far too complex for us as users to know how many minutes we've used if we've used 1 minute, 37 seconds. But it was all baloney. But yeah, that's going to cause a lot of people to consider the Three. Why not?
Move to Three as long as you can get a signal.
Yeah. Internet trolls, beware everywhere. Basically, we've had a ruling this week. Someone who trolled on Facebook has been sent to jail for 2 years. Must have been something serious he did.
So this was after the shootings in America late last year. And there was another incident at another school. So there was a kind of a page was put up, you know, you know, one of these kind of remembrance pages. And this guy from the UK put up a posting basically saying he was going to insulted one of the students and then posted a message saying he planned to steal his dad's guns, kill them, kill as many people as he could before killing himself. And I know. And you can look at it and say the guy's an idiot. The guy's over.
He is an idiot.
The guy's an idiot. But 3,000 students were then kept out of the school because obviously of, you know, very sensitive to what had just happened.
Well, America is very sensitive. They put everyone on lockdown.
I guess the only thing that's surprising, would you put somebody away for 2 years for doing that?
It depends where your stance is on what that kind of, you know, if you wrote to a newspaper with a bomb threat or whatever, you know, you because you wanted it published, you'd face, you know, consequences for that. So it depends where you consider this public pages on Facebook.
And I guess if I phoned up a hospital or I phoned up a school or I phoned up a shopping centre and said I've planted a bomb and evacuated everybody and it caused mayhem and it cost lots of money and the usual sentence for that once I get caught is 2 years, then I think that's fine.
And that's what it feels like here. But I guess the jarring bit is that internet trolls don't think that they're responsible for their comments.
No, and that's a good bit.
I mean, this guy's 24 years old. He should know a lot better.
He should do, but I don't know. Is he fully stable and all that kind of good stuff?
Well,
I
assume that a court of law would take that into account. And in fact, the judge did take into account the fact that he put an early guilty plea in and he showed genuine remorse. As I'm sure you would, but, you know, think about your actions.
And there's been a few people in Scotland have been jailed and there's been a lot of press recently and it was all, remember the riots 2 years ago in London and how people were, you know, let's trash Glasgow, let's trash Dundee, that kind of thing. And it's the parents are saying, you know, they're by jailing them, you've ruined their lives. And it's like, but maybe they should have thought before posting these up, it's not just a joke. You know, it's like, you know, when thousands of people can read what you write, there is consequences.
It's a new world that people are having and will get used to because the courts do get involved nowadays. Absolutely. BBC are going to shut down for 2 years their 3D programming. They're giving up on it because, quite frankly, we gave up on 3D a long time ago.
Absolutely. So save some money. Stop wasting your time.
I mean, I guess I like the fact that they were in there at the cutting edge doing the thing just in case. You know, they got up to speed with their, you know, I don't know what they didn't they film a few TV shows and stuff in 3D.
Wimbledon
was 3D, wasn't it?
So there were some big sporting events with 3D and things like this, the upcoming Doctor Who special celebrating the anniversary has been shot in 3D as well. So about 10 people in the UK will watch it.
Yeah, but and as they've said pretty much, you know, exactly that. There's not enough people that have a 3D TV or who bother to watch it, even if they do have a 3D TV. So they ain't going to bother spending any more money on it, but they will review the situation in 2 years.
James Cameron through the week said, you know, Man of Steel, Iron Man 3, there was no need for them to be done in 3D. They weren't filmed in 3D. There was all that post-process in 3D, which is all false. They were already spending 100 million or 150 million on effects. It just didn't need it. Yeah, it's just a con.
I think there's more life in the cinema 3D than there is in the TV home.
I think there's more in IMAX. I prefer see that kind of big scale, you know, both visually and sound. I think that's the only thing that makes me go to the cinema now. Right. If it's in IMAX, I'm quite happy to pay the money because it's such a big difference to what I see at home.
It is a lot of money though.
It is £4.25 for little three scoops of Ben and Jerry's ice cream as well. Dear me. I said to Shaq, I says, I fancy some ice cream. And it was like three scoops. And the guy was like, that's £8.50. It's like, Jesus. I could have got my nipple out, milked it, made it, and I saved far more money than £8.25.
Oh dear. Sorry. So as one 3D technology seems to be dying, another one.
Why did you see my nipple in 3D? Anyway.
Another one is coming to light. We have had Maplin have basically launched the first commercial high street 3D printer. 700 quid will buy you something that can print out a 3D model of 20 by 20 by 20. I have no idea whether that's centimetres, inches,
centimeters.
Or millimetres.
Centimetres.
So 20 by 20
inches,
by 20 centimetres.
Inches would be quite big. Millimetres would be like exactly. Tiny. Centimetres, still quite small.
A bit like the flag they made on The Apprentice. £30 print cartridge is going to cost you. Doesn't say how long that's going to last. And, you know, £700 is obviously a lot of money, but they reckon you can print a mobile phone case in about 30 minutes and something like a piece of jewellery might take you several hours to complete. But balls started rolling. I think we've seen there was a pretty good desktop model that was available in the US that everyone seemed to be
MakerBot.
Gravitating. Yeah, that's it. Because that came with a ton of, you know, blueprints as well. And I'm sure this is just the start of more, basically.
Yes. And know what I don't like as well? It says it comes with 5 meters of the plastic that you need. But then when you buy refills, the refills were in kilograms. And it's like, why are you not using the same unit of measure? I know it's a minor thing, yeah. But it's like, what is that?
It's stumped Ian. Why would you do that?
It just smacked me at one of these like money grabbing things. It's like, you know, we'll sell you the main thing. You know, it's like when you buy an inkjet printer and it says it comes with all the cartridges and then you get them and it's like, yeah, it comes with incy-wincy tiny cartridges.
Tiny ones, but you can buy the normal size ones at £27.50 each cartridge.
Yeah.
Twitter, big news in the Twitter world. Amazing, innovative technology. Note the irony. Or is it sarcasm? No, it's irony. Which way around is it? Is it sarcasm when you say it? I never know.
Does it matter?
Anyway, no, not really.
One of our listeners is going to be listening to this.
No. Nevertheless, direct messages inside Twitter will now stay read between applications.
Wowee!
So actually, across the Twitter network, it now knows when you've read a direct message, so you don't have to read it four times on your four different devices.
Welcome to 2011.
And this is the first feature they've released in ages. And it still relies on you updating all your Twitter applications anyway.
Tweetbot.
Yeah, well, that's about it. Yeah, exactly.
The worst bit is it's not even like syncing like the where you are on your message list or anything.
So needs that. They just have never done it.
It's incredible that all the third-party ones do it and the official Twitter ones don't see it as an issue. But they're chasing dollars. They're chasing adverts. They're chasing...
They have to chase dollars. They got to support their infrastructure somehow. But nevertheless, I don't think you do that by just really battening down the hatches and closing doors to all innovation. Dropbox are innovating. They're moving away from a kind of file sharing. I think we talked about this a while back, actually. And they've gone to offer an API for data syncing. So this will be applications using the Dropbox service to store... ordered information. So I don't know, just it could be anything, can't it? It can be levels you're up to in a game, save files. It can be, you know, application data. It can be all sorts. So it basically offers them Dropbox as a service rather than just as a file sharing personal service.
And this was what iCloud was all about, and
didn't work very well.
No, and iCloud works for certain things. Yeah, and it works really well. But for this kind of syncing between, you know, platforms and syncing between different clients, even for some of the podcast apps that tried to do syncing via iCloud, they found it almost impossible. Just didn't work, and they've wrote their own, and it works fine. And also this is truly cross platform, which obviously iCloud isn't. You know, you're really locked in
and
with it.
As I said, it doesn't matter what logo you've got on the back of your phone; it's going to work. And they showed some demos in there. Things like a drawing application where you could see it kind of storing the information in the cloud and then another device keeping up as you were drawing along. Bit of lag going on, but, you know, but clever nothing. Stuff.
It was really smart. I think I still stick stuff in Dropbox rather than sticking it in iCloud.
Dropbox is my go-to.
Yep, same for me.
I upgraded the size of it, so I've got the extra storage on it. I know you pimped it with lots of photos that you never really wanted to share to get your extra size. Or was that Sugar Sync? I can't even remember. One of the two.
Thanks for making me feel so cheap.
talking about things that make you glow, Glasgow, the smart city?
Yep. So I did promise that when I started to see, you know, we'd do almost like a fact check on
what
this
are they
20,
doing?
24 million future city initiative.
And it seems like... they want people to ride bikes. The future of a city is people riding bikes.
And walking.
And walking, potentially.
And using apps that they're writing. So we did say, right at the start, I hope we just don't see a series of apps getting published.
And what do you know?
Hey.
Someone in the council's come up with an app.
Puts them on. So.
And what does this app do then?
So basically you pick 2 points and it'll give you some options about whether where the kind of quickest, safest, best options are to cycle or walk. And the kind of bizarre bit is they're talking about that they'll then start to film it, these routes, so that you can then have an idea of what it will look like.
I think someone might have done something similar to this before.
Really?
Someone called Google.
Really?
I think they've kind of got walking routes and cycling routes and
really?
I think they even filmed it as they were going.
And I read this as well, and I'm thinking, why don't you just fire up Google Maps?
Why are we?
are we spending all this money?
I mean, it does sound like they're doing a little bit different in that they have got one that sort of does cycling routes, the most direct route, which is what the Google kind of would do, the Google. And then you've got things like the flattest route. And that's fair enough for riders to find out which is the actual one without the most gradient. And they're also trying to have cycle buddies. So some sort of social way of teaming up an inexperienced cyclist with an experienced one to show them how to cut up traffic.
Which I think no, that's bad. I think that's not a bad idea because there is always a bit of a fear for newbie bike.
Would you want to cycle along with someone you didn't know?
Why not?
Well, they could be anyone. That could be far more dangerous.
I know, but then
they're
going
to be wearing lycra.
Glasgow, come on.
Everyone's friendly.
I mean, the only thing I was thinking about the Glasgow app is, you know, rather than Google, I mean, they can, you know, actually add in some local details like, you know, where you're most likely to get stabbed. And where also you can pick up drugs on the way. You know,
why do none of the cycle routes go through that bit of the city?
And
for good reason, Sonny.
Yeah. Why does the pace pick up in that one? It's like free drugs, drop off point, and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking Grand Theft Auto. You know, you could do your little cycling route and drop off some drugs on the way.
Go on. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I've been a bit cynical, but I was just a bit disappointed that it's like you're developing Google Maps.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch out.
Yeah, and why not do it as a mashup with Google and the option,
absolutely,
you know, rather than starting from scratch, and maybe they are using underlying data, I don't know, but it just wouldn't surprise me if they end up blowing that many millions, because there'll be some company out there saying, yeah, it's going to cost you millions to do this.
Yep. And then, but even worse, they're going to do a separate Map Glasgow app.
Yeah.
We'll ask people to share routes with the council to help plan infrastructure improvements. And it's like, why are you doing these separate apps?
Yeah.
Just seems crazy. The one thing I did kind of like, they talked about putting smart lighting in.
Yeah, this sounds good. So this is lighting that's going to follow you.
Yep. So basically it's off, but it'll detect people, coming down a certain path, and it'll switch the lights on in the distance so that it'll kind of only lights up as you're cycling down.
I think they're talking about it being dim and then brighter rather than on and off. But yes. So you can see where the stalker's coming up towards you.
I have visions of I want to know where this is and setting up cameras and doing time lapses of people like cycling through.
It would look great. Yeah, you're right. I think it's been done elsewhere. I think I've seen this. I don't know if it was on a science program or something where they do.
It will have been.
I think we're going to see more and more of these kind of innovations where, you know, we do just waste an awful lot of light and stuff. But I mean, whether it makes things safer or more dangerous, I don't know. Like I say, you can see where the mug is coming from. Run away from the lights.
And I should point out, Glasgow's not that bad.
No, of course it's not.
Bernie Lick survived here, although he did. I still remember his first job here, which was, don't go to this area alone. That's a two-man job, and it's not because you're on up a high ladder.
Nice. Xbox Live, they said at the E3 they were going to go to real money rather than Microsoft points-based system, which everyone applauded. But it looks and sounds like Xbox Live tested, who aren't supposed to talk about this, by the way. I have seen a double whammy on their points because their points balance has been turned into real money and they've taken a chop on that. So what they paid for it is now not what it's worth. And also games and things that you could buy before for X number of points and therefore a certain price have jumped in price by up to 30%. So it's not an insignificant sum of money. And like I say, if you had points in the bank that were converted to money, that's actually, you know, you've lost 60% of your value.
If this is true, because we should point out this is just what the beta tests are leaking, but this is outrageous. I think it's so the one bit that's bad enough. So they're now saying, you know, things cost this price point, and we've seen app stores before. You know, Apple, you know, apps used to be at that kind of was it 59p, and it kind of
59p, then it went to sort of 99p or whatever.
Well, I think it was 69, and there was all this adjustment for how much a dollar is worth, mm-hmm. and they kept on adjusting the world stores to, you know, reflect that, and people would always grumble about it. But some of these costs, just really bad, you know. So content at 400 Microsoft points, which was formerly equivalent to 340, now costs 449. Mm. That's 32%. That's a fair old hefty jump. I think the worst one was the fact that, you know, you've already pre-bought points, you know, so you've paid
at a certain value, and you would have thought it's pretty easy to convert that from one to the other.
Yeah, because surely they know what was bought at that point in time and how much people paid, you know. So you've bought 1,200 points for £12, and it's now only worth £10.20.
Yeah.
So yeah, come and be a beta tester, and we'll rip you off, basically, and make yourself mug the users.
Yes, if I'm sure those users sign something in their little. Do you want to do this? Are you sure?
Yeah, but we're all going to be doing this.
So we're all going to be dragged in.
So the beta test, and they're doing the beta testing differently. What previously the beta testing, you used to sign up online, and it would select you, and then you would get a. You'd fire up your dashboard and you'd be invited to join and you'd do it that way. But now it's just a little app on the dashboard that you can that they'll fire up and it's available.
So it's encouraging you encouraging more people to do it.
And Microsoft beforehand said nobody would be affected or inconvenienced by this. But clearly they are.
I would be surprised if this lasts to the live, if it is genuine and not someone just spinning story. I think it's the fact that it's out there and people are grumbling probably means there is a seed of truth at least to it.
I can't see it just being. I mean, it was like if you go into the Neil Gaff forum,
there's lots of people moaning. So anyway, so watch out for that, and probably good idea to spend your points while they're worth something.
Yeah.
Rather than wait, now's the time to buy. On much better gaming news, Grand Theft Auto. We've had a trailer, and it actually got me excited about gaming.
Super excited! I loved it.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? Sorry, I had to. Basically, they kind of showed you the single player and kind of how it's going to play out and some of the things. Like, so the game's going to revolve around a series of heists, and you get to choose how you want to approach those heists. You can set out plans, and you can choose who your team are. There's the usual array of, you know, vehicles, places, locations. They've got far more extensive as far as there's a city, but there's also the area surrounding the city. So things they've learned in Red Dead Redemption and stuff you can see carried straight across into this in the vistas. And you know, they've put a golf game in there, they've put a bowling game in there, tennis, yeah, you can play.
There was cycling, there was but you saw the mountain and you saw somebody doing the kind of wing diving,
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that name's gonna bug me now, but I know what you're saying.
It just looked awesome. And they showed you kind of more of this, you know, as you said, you can plan a heist and there's three people, and it showed you like you swapping between the three people, you know. So there was like the guy who was driving a helicopter, the guy who was rappelling down and he was shooting, then there's a guy with a sniper in the distance.
And so yes, you can play all three of those roles, and I was like, jump between them. Yeah,
I just hope we could have like three of us as friends doing that.
I wonder, that doesn't sound unreasonable. They also showed how the mechanic of, you know, what between heists, you know, in the sort of standard game where you're going to go and do things, you can jump between those characters as well. So whatever they're doing and wherever they're doing it, you can go and drop in on them. And they showed how you can drop in on some quite funny situations, and I'm sure they're going to have fun with it. They always do.
And right at the end, they just basically said there'll be a multiplayer teaser coming up soon. They showed you lots of people.
Gangs with names all over the place, people flying planes, and it kind of looked like a massively multiplayer type situation. So there's hints again at Red Dead's, you know, philosophy of having a free roam area and probably having then sort of sub games within that.
And we've not long to wait. It's only a couple of months.
September the 17th.
Not far, because I was like, oh, September. And I was like, actually, it's only 2 months away.
The only game that I've got pre-ordered, and probably the only game I'll now buy for the Xbox 360 full stop.
It will be. I'm not going to buy FIFA when it's going to be a FIFA coming out on the Xbox One. Oh. It just seems pointless. And it's a two disc as well, so it comes in two discs. Has to be installed.
Mm. Well, that's pretty standard for now, par for the course.
It is, unless you've got a PS3 where it just comes in one big mother of a Blu-ray.
And still needs to be installed for 3 days.
Super excited, but
yeah, Can't wait. Sure,
I was actually
we'll
a bit flat about it as well, because I saw the video trailers were good and all the other stuff was good, but I just watched this and thought, oh wow,
it's another step up. I mean, whether it'll end up feeling samey, that's always the danger, isn't it? You never know. But it looked like it had it. Again, it'd be just nice to be in this new place, and you know, just you go to explore it. You can get good number of hours of just having a little wander around, really, can't you? So
I've just seen a post from one of our listeners on Twitter. iCloud documents in the cloud, like Dropbox, but without the finesse, flexibility, speed and reliability.
Nice. I haven't got any picks. Have you got any picks? Because that's the end of the news.
I've no picks. What I should probably point out is the App Store's 5 and there's some free apps this week.
Okay.
So if you don't know about it, it's worth checking out. As he hastily gets his iPad out, because I can't remember what they are. Day One, so that's a really nice journaling app. If you haven't picked it up already, well worth picking it up. Just unlocking the iPad. There was Tractor DJ, which is a $20 mixing app.
Okay.
And it's now free. So free this week. So you've got a couple of days left to get that. Badland, which was won an Apple Award. That's a fantastic looking game. I'm struggling.
Okay. Well, the excitement will be for the user to log into their iPad and find out what other games they can get.
Yeah, it's not just iPad, it's...
Okay. Across the platforms.
Yeah.
So it's 5 years old. Wow, there we go. I'll leave Ian just randomly looking at things. I'd say if you want to find out more, you can do digitaloutbox.com. Email at digitaloutbox.com is our email address. Email, yeah. Twitter and Skype, we are Digital Outbox. You can find out about me, Cheesy UK, on Twitter. And academyracer.co.uk is my blog for the racing stuff. Ian, where are
you? Racing this weekend, aren't you, Chris?
First grown-up race this weekend. Fingers crossed. Bit nervous.
Infinity Blade 2, Where's My Water, Tiny Wings, Badland, and Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery are temporarily free. All of them fantastic games.
And they're free. What better can you hope for?
Yep. There was Tractor DJ, which, as I said, was $20 down to free. A photo editing app called Over. Basically, you can put text and photos. How to Cook Everything. And there was an Atlas as well. Barefoot Atlas. And Day One.
Where can we find you?
Twitter Sweeper, blog eund.net. Let's go watch Apprentice.
Let's do it. See you later. Bye.
Ta-da.
Almost like it was planned.
Yeah. I can't do the music. It's like an episode of Trumpton or something.